Abraham, I've been noticing and clipping articles from the papers recently that scientists are now predicting what they call a great quake on the West Coast, but also on the East Coast, the Appalachian Mountains, the Ohio and the Mississippi River valleys, and on the western side of the Rocky Mountains. And they're predicting that it'll be any time from today to 30 years from today. Do you feel that the scientists will be able to warn the inhabitants of this hemisphere that we live on, so let's say within 1 or 2 days of the occurrence of these larger earthquakes that they're expecting?
They are making their statements about their certainty of these great quakes that they are expecting based upon the increased frequency that has been occurring. It is very difficult, however, for them to know precisely when one will occur. Sometimes there is a little bit of activity that gives them a sort of forewarning, and sometimes there is not. We would encourage you not to rely upon hearing from the scientists, but instead to be aware that you yourself, if you are in an area that could pose problems for you, will sense it from within yourself.
Mm-hmm. Now, I understand that non-physical beings, other ones, have been saying for many years now that they're expecting it toward the turn of the century, around the year 2000. Has something changed to speed it up these few years?
It is not that it has been speeded up or slowed down. It is that no one knows precisely when it will be. From our perspective, in the year of 1989, you are very near the year 2000. For when you are looking at a very long period of time, from the beginning of time upon the planet until now, 10 or 11 years is hardly worth noticing. It is not as easy for you to understand that, since your span of remembrance is perhaps 70 or 80 or 100 years, you see.
Now, on the other hand, there are also a number of what they call psychic people that are saying that there is no cause for any concern or to make any preparation. Why aren't they hearing this information as we're hearing it?
There are a number of different reasons for that. We are in agreement. There is not cause for concern. And it is not necessary that you make any physical preparations, for it is our knowing that you are the creator of your experience and you have the ability to draw into you that which you are wanting whenever you are wanting it. But as we have been observing you, we have noticed that there is ordinarily a buffer of time between your setting forth your wanting and your actual receiving of it. And so we speak about this realignment, that you may set forth your thoughts now from positive, safe feeling position, so that you will not be caught in the interim of unpreparedness on an emotional level. There are other reasons. Some of them simply are not aware of what is happening. You must understand that in the non-physical realm, just as in the physical realm, there are those with all sorts of different interests, with all sorts of different intentions, and with all sorts of different levels of understanding. There is great resistance in the physical plane for that which you are not wanting to hear, and yet there is much attention given to that which you are not wanting to hear. It is a very much paradox the way your physical beings are thinking and behaving.
It is. As a matter of fact, that is the only criticism I've ever heard of you, is that you are telling us about this. How do you feel about that criticism?
We are understanding it, really, for it is not easy for a physical man to have knowledge of something that he has not experienced. Not only has he not experienced it in his lifetime on the grand scale that we are anticipating it, but there are no documented records of such event. There is much geological evidence as you look around your planet, but that has occurred long before any of you or any of your fathers or any of those fathers was walking this planet. And so we are not surprised that you resist. We know that that resistance will subside as realignment occurs, and we have not come forth seeking approval. We have come forth to speak that which we know to be.
Well, I know over a half a century ago, when I first saw a globe or maps of the world, I would tell my teachers that I could see that South America had one time fit into Africa, I mean, I could see that they were at one continent at one time, and the teachers really used to criticize me for it, so I quit doing it. But then I've noticed now in just the last few years that the scientists are now saying that they were together at one time and how the continents have drifted apart. But they indicate that it's happened a quarter of an inch at a time. In other words, that what you're saying, that these changes are occurring, but they occur very, very slowly. And so then the question would be, are you speaking of the Earth changes from the same time frame, let's say, as we're thinking or experiencing?
We are. These changes will be very abrupt. As you look at the surface of your Earth, you have much evidence of these abrupt changes. While it is true, there are changes that are very slow, slow as in the moving of your glaciers.
Mm-hmm.
There are also changes that are very abrupt, and you can tell the difference in the geological evidence that is left behind.
That's true. Well, does this shift come with any purpose of regulating man's activities, or is it only to regain the physical balance of the planet itself?
You stated it very well. It is exactly that. It is physical realignment. Your Earth seeks its balance. You are in the process of realignment even now. It is difficult for you as you stand here in this state of Texas upon very firm and hard ground, away from bodies of water, even not near a lake, feeling very secure. And you say, but Abraham, where is realignment? And yet if you had been standing in one of the cities in Armenia with all of the buildings toppled down and all of the dead around you, you would not have such a difficult time accepting that your planet is in the process of realignment. These events will be more and more frequent, and they are building to the great quake, as the scientists say, or from our perspective, the great realignment.
As a kid, I used to watch insects, ants, that someone would destroy their nest or their home, and they would rebuild, or a car would drive over, and they'd rebuild right in the path of a car to drive over it again. And I see the Armenians appear to be rebuilding their homes right back on top of that killer fault. Why is it that people don't seem to learn that lesson?
It is difficult for them to imagine themselves being anywhere than where they have always been. And so the known, even though it is terrible, is less frightening to them than the unknown. Also, they are not anticipating that another will come. After all, they lived there all of those years before the first one came, and so they are believing that another will not come in their lifetime, and so they worry not about it. They are not understanding.
I see. There are people who teach, and I'm assuming believe, that the Earth changes a punishment for the wrongs of mankind, for the mistakes they make and the wrong beliefs, or that it's some evil force acting on man. Well, those who believe those things actually experience that?
They will use that which they do experience in order to justify their beliefs. It is not easy for physical man to change beliefs. For as he was born, he was surrounded by beliefs, and as he began to ponder those things, he began to attract circumstances that gave him evidence or reason to continue with that belief. And so it is with all things. That which you give thought unto is the experience that you have. It is the reason that we speak about realignment, that you may understand that it is a physical resolution. It is not a punishment or a cleansing. And in fact, every physical being that is upon the planet, prior to your emergence here, you knew about this realignment and deliberately chose this time to participate. Because from your greater awareness, you are knowing that at time of change, there is potential for greater growth, you see.
You speak more of an alignment than a pole shift. Some speak of a shifting of the poles from north to south, reversing. Do you see this as a pole shift also?
We do not. What you are about to experience is something that is very insignificant in terms of the shifting of the poles. You see, if you were to look at a wheel, let us say a bicycle wheel, and look in the center of the wheel, you would see that very little motion in the center of the wheel would result in greater motion at the perimeter of the wheel. And so it is with your Earth. As your Earth is shifting only slightly upon its axis, there will be great effect or result upon the surface or the crust of your Earth.
Abraham, If you were in physical form at this time, knowing what you know, what preparation would you make for these changes, physically and non-physically?
We would begin to project our image of ourselves into the future. And we would imagine ourselves well, thriving in all regards, prosperous, healthy, vital, feeling our physicalness, enjoying life experience, and interacting in harmony with those who are important to us. And from that vision, we would know that inspiration would come to lead us to appropriate action every step of the way. That from that picture of what we are wanting, we will literally be guided from inner being to the appropriate decisions, step by step, day by day, moment by moment. Because we are aware of the buffer of time that you experience in the physical, we would put a supply of food and those things that are important to us aside, knowing that there is great potential or probability of your lines of supply being severed. And so anything that was important, we would set it aside, knowing that there could be a time when those things would be more difficult to obtain. Understanding that we are the creator of our experience, we would not have fear or give any attention to potential of lack. Because we know we are creator and that we can have or be or do whatever we are wanting whenever we are wanting. But you see, what happens is this. As you come into this physical experience, before you have an opportunity to begin to project the thoughts in the direction of that which you are wanting, you are surrounded by parents who have already been prepaving and projecting their thoughts. Let us be clear. That which you live in this moment is as a result of thoughts that you have thought before in this physical life experience, just as that which you are thinking now prepaves your future. When you are born into physical experience, even though you have not had the advantage of prepaving in thought, you are born into those who have, and so there is a house for you ordinarily. There is someone that has already found a supply of food and clothing and that sort of thing. This realignment for many of you will be as if you are emerging into a new life experience, where much of that which you have considered to be stable, your home, your food, your clothing, and all of that sort of thing, will be disrupted. And there will not be someone there who has a different experience, for this is something that will be experienced worldwide, you see. And so it is important for you to have made this sort of prepaving for yourself. In the situation in Armenia, there is a very big world that has not experienced the disaster that can come to the aid.
Right.
But at the time that is occurring everywhere at once, you will not have the facilities or the inclination to be assisting one another, for you will all be having the same experience. And that is the reason that it is important for you individually to see yourselves as you are wanting to be, where you will have set forth the circumstances and events that will take you through that time of crisis. It is our knowing that the majority of beings, because they will not have heard, or will have heard but not listened, or will have listened but will have not have taken any action, will find themselves in a very great state of confusion. You see, we are knowing that you are magnets, and that the way you feel in any point in time is the magnetic attraction that you have unto you. In other words, when you feel poor, in that state of being, you cannot attract prosperity. When you feel sick, you cannot attract health. You must get yourself from the thought of what is and project yourself into the thought of what you are wanting before you can change your point of attraction. In time of great crisis or trauma, when you are hungry and cold and you are not knowing what to do, you will have a time of great miscreating. And that is the reason that as physical beings, if we were physical beings, we would begin now prepaving our future so that we would have more ease as we move through this time of transition. And that is the whole point of our bringing it up to you at all, to ease your transition from what you know to the new experience.
Well, Esther and I have prepared. We have food and everything that we need is set aside and has been for a time now. I also informed all of my neighbors about this potential, but to my knowledge, not one of them have done anything. You know, although beans and rice are really inexpensive, and keep well. So let's say when it occurs, am I going to feel guilty here with my food while I watch my neighbors hungry?
We would not encourage you to watch them, for it is difficult for you to feel anything but sorrow when you see another one having a difficult time.
Right.
But also we say, do you feel guilty as you are happy and you see those around you who are not? Do you feel guilty as you are healthy and you see your hospitals filled with those who are sick? Do you feel guilty as you see yourself deliberate in your creation while you see the majority of those who are surrounding you as creating by default?
No.
You must allow them to be the individual creators that they are. Now, we are understanding that it is not easy to see one in time of trouble. And as physical beings, you have become those who are wanting to assist others. But we say to you, if you have gathered enough food to supply you and your family for 365 days, and then 365 others come and join you on the first day, you will all do very well for one day.
Right.
Esther has considered silos in the backyard filled with grain and wheat and beans and rice. And we say, even then, they would soon be depleted. And so we do not encourage you to do for others what they have intended to do for themselves under the best of conditions. We encourage you to free the world to their own creating, just as you free them to the creation of their own health.
Well, people have questioned. They said, well, by preparing for the earth changes, you're giving focus to a negative event. And so are we then giving power to the creation of it, causing it to happen?
As you are preparing for realignment, seeing yourself joyful, happy, prosperous, warm, interacting with those whom you are wanting, you are giving no attention to anything that is negative. You are giving your creative thought to that which you are wanting to be. And you will not be caught by surprise.
Like the squirrels don't really create the winter because they put nuts away.
Well said, indeed. And we are encouraging you to put some nuts away, indeed.
How about the water supplies? How do you see those being affected afterward? And what do you see as far as weather patterns and changes in the quality of the air? What do you see as far as our electricity and our transportation lines and our communication lines and right afterward, and our economic and our financial systems and our means of exchange?
Perhaps we could explain or answer all of those questions at once by saying nothing will be as it has been. Your transportation lines will be severed, so will your economic lines, so will your government. Your air will be filled with ash for a time. Your weather will be berserk, as you are already noticing that it has begun. There will be greater wind. There will be more rain. The water will be a variable. Some areas will receive more, while some will receive less. And since water is critical to your physical existence, we would encourage you to obtain some means of storing some water. You have the ability to find whatever you are wanting, but you may not find it immediately. And so it is a good idea to have a supply of water, at least enough to last you for a week or two or three, mm-hmm. while you are in the process of finding the other. In this area, there is much water around, much that is beneath the ground, and that will be as it is now. But those areas of rivers and streams may move about a bit.
Mm-hmm. And what do you see as a medium of exchange? And if our dollars aren't functioning again, and do you see... What would you suggest that a person could buy now that they could use to exchange later with one another for things that are wanted?
There are many possibilities, for there are many things that will be valuable because they are scarce. We are not really encouraging you to gather for means of exchange, but rather to make your own preparations so that you will not need exchange for a time. Your society will be soon to rebound. You are resilient, and you are knowing what you are wanting. You see, this is not a time of going back to the Dark Ages, at a time when you did not know you wanted the things that you now know you want. You will be very fast to recover, and many of the things that you do not now have for political and economic reasons, you will have, for there will not be reason not for you to have them. There are more efficient methods of electricity. The scientists have discovered that they are not being allowed to move forward because it would jeopardize or threaten the interests in the existing system and so on, you see. And so what will happen is, as you are emerging from this experience, knowing what you know as you go into the experience, you will be greater creators, and you will create a society that is even more pleasing unto you.
Wonderful. What do you see as far as attitudes of people? Do you see people in a case like this sort of scenario as being more respectful of one another or less respectful? Would you see more crime? Would you see people taking from others? Or would you see people trying to uplift and help one another?
In general, we see more a time of upliftment. We see a time of greater creativity, for all of you will recognize soon, not initially, but very soon, that you must take care of yourself. And so it will be a time for you to experience the great thrill of creativity. So many have lost that feeling, for they are not believing that they are having much effect in their own life experience. They feel that they are a very small cog in a very big wheel. And this realignment will bring them back to the clear perspective that they are the big cog in their own big wheel, so to speak. As far as those who respect or do not respect, they will not be transformed. Those who are respectful will still be, while those who are not respectful will not be. But there will not be so much intermixing one with another as there is now, because you will not be so easily moving about. We really see it as a time of refreshment. Now, that is hard for you to see from your perspective. But have you ever had the experience when you were a child of going to school, and for one reason or another, the teacher said to you, you may go home, the furnace is broken, or whatever. Now, your mother had released you to school, and now the school is releasing you back to your mother, and for this day you are free to be or do whatever you are wanting. And if you have had such an experience, you remember that great, wondrous feeling that came over you as you realized that this day was left to your decisions. Well, that is what we are seeing about this realignment. It will give you a very fast path into a sort of vacation where what you want, what is important to you, will be what you may give your attention to. As we are looking at physical man today, we see that for the most part he deals with what is immediate rather than with that which is important to him. And for the beginning time of this realignment, what is important to you and what is immediate will be the same. And you will receive great satisfaction from being the responder to your own wants, you see.
I've had made the observation through the years that things that are a dramatic crisis sort of situation seem to bring out the best in people. In other words, I've seen people actually seem to become better and more concerned for the welfare of everyone around them.
When there is great emotion, you access the power of the universe, you see. And so you are not working only by yourself, banging it out in the physical. You have great power that is behind you.
And I've never
noticed. That is another reason that we are wanting you to see this as something that is healthy and will lead to something you are wanting. That is the reason we are wanting you to know that you didn't just accidentally end up in this time of great earthquake and volcano. You chose it because you know the advantage of it from your broader perspective.
I've also noticed, as far as the crime part is concerned, that it doesn't seem that laws make people any nicer. It doesn't seem to change what the person's like. So,
agreed. Well stated. They are going to do what they are wanting to do.
Another area, you have talked with us personally about the life force increasing at that particular time. How do you see as affecting us, both immediately during the period of the major jolting and following that period?
Let us be clear about this. All of you who are physical beings upon the earth at this time are receiving an energy or a life force, a creative life force from non-physical dimension. Your doctors can tell that you've got it. They say you are alive, and if you don't have it, they say you are dead. That life force or energy force is increasing, which means you will have greater ability to create. You will be more magnificent in your creating. And the buffer of time between the setting forth of thought and the receiving of the actual creation into your physical experience will be shorter, which means you will get what you are thinking about faster than now, faster than ever before. It is the reason we have come forth in this time, to assist you in understanding how the creative process works, that you may be more deliberate in your creating, for it has never been so important.
Will that effect of realignment cause any speeding up in the person's ability to be in direct communication with their inner being, or that blending that you speak of?
It will. It will be more comfortable if they have achieved the blending prior to the time of realignment. But as the realignment has occurred, many will receive their blending at that time, for they will go within, for they will have no other choice. They will want to know what is happening. And in their time of great emotion, that great emotion will be a very effective catalyst for the achievement of that blending, indeed.
For the child that's, let's say, under 2 years of age at the time of this experience, what sort of future life would you envision for someone coming into the planet that young, with this time occurring?
It is a wonderful time for a young one to be beginning life experience, for they will not have the memory of that which was, and so they will not put all of their creative thought toward lamenting things that are gone. But they will be able to use this heightened creative energy for the creation of whatever they are now wanting. Also, they will have the advantage of being immersed in a society that has awareness of greater things. So they will be stimulated in thought to that greater wanting, but they will not be wanting from negative perspective, they will be wanting from positive perspective. It is a very good time, not only for the very young, but it is a very good time for the very old. If the very old, or even those in between, are able to keep their thoughts from that which brings forth negative emotion, and put their thoughts upon that which brings forth positive emotion. That is the key. If you are lamenting the fact that your electric toaster is not working for a while, you will not be in a positive state of mind,
right,
and you will not be a magnet attracting unto you more of what you are wanting. As you give your attention to lack, you will attract more lack, you see. And so it is important that you are able to put your mind and thought and words upon what you are wanting, upon the solution rather than upon the problem, so to speak, upon what you are wanting rather than upon what you are needing, keeping your thoughts in optimistic fashion, not in pessimistic fashion, you see.
Like the little child has a real new beginning because they have no memory of a past.
They are not so different from any child that is born into physical,
right,
experience. That is correct.
But they're just coming into the planet when it's making some major changes.
When
it's
the energy is heightened, indeed.
Whereas the adult has a new beginning insofar as the planet with the new energy and the new change in function, but they still have the memories in the back that they'd be better off if they could look to the forward.
Well
instead
said.
Of backward. Now, about warning other people, what can a person do for, let's say they have family members or people they love and care about, that they personally know, that are living in areas that where there's anticipated great destruction? What can a person do to help those people?
As teachers, we have learned a very long time ago that as we speak that which is not wanting to be heard, that a great barrier or great resistance comes forth, and then anything we say is lost, and usually there is negative emotion experienced from both parties. And so we would encourage you not to try to get anyone to do anything or to take any action, but simply speak about what you are planning to do. That is usually better received. And so you may say something such as this. I know this sounds crazy, for none of us have had any real experience with it, but I have a very strong sensing that we are about to undergo some dramatic experiences upon our earth. And just as the people in Armenia were caught by surprise, it is my belief that many of us all over the world are about to experience something that is similar. Personally, I'm not going to run afraid and hide, but I am making some decisions. I have decided that if there is an earthquake here, that my safest place to be during the time of the tremoring is in my automobile, for it has already been designed for things not to fall. And I've heard it said again and again that it is not the earthquake that kills, for it is very unusual to be in a place where the earth is opening up. But as things are shaking around, it is the little things, such as the clock on the mantle, that hits you on the head and takes your life experience. And so I intend to take my family and get into our automobile and go to a place of safety that we've already chosen, where a tree cannot fall or a power pole cannot fall, where we are away from water, and we will sit in our automobile and have a sort of picnic until the shaking subsides. We've put some warm blankets and pillows and warm clothing and some food and water in the automobile in case we must stay there for a day or two. And we will have a little party while everything settles down, safe in our designated place of safety.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we have put some food in the cupboard. Not a lot, not enough for more than us, but we have put aside a supply of rice and beans and those things that are easily obtained without spending a lot of money, just as a precaution, for there is not pleasure in hunger. And so in our future we see not that. Now, even if those who hear those words laugh at you, and it is all right, for you have already said to them, I know this sounds funny, even if they laugh and even if they take no action, as you have stated to them what you know about it, you have assisted them in prepaving even though they take no action. For at the time of tremoring, they will remember your words. And many of them will not lose their lives because they will get into their automobile and go to a place of safety, taking water, grabbing what food they can take, taking blankets and pillows so that they are more comfortable. You will assist them a great deal in your words of prepaving, for they will remember at time of realignment what you have said. It is important that you understand that you have not come forth to save them. You have not come forth to get them to do or be or have anything. You have come forth to be or do or have. And through your example, you may inspire or uplift others to the same idea.
Mm-hmm.
What more?
Well, I was watching a public television broadcast recently where they were interviewing people on the major fault in California, I think it's called the San Andreas, that live on those faults. And they were talking about why, you know that this could go at any time. Why do you continue to build here? Why do you continue to live here? And they just said it's beautiful and it's exciting and it's a nice view from here and we like the property. And they were interviewing people around the volcano in Italy. And they said, why do you continue to live here when every so many years X number of people die when this erupts? It does it on a regular basis. And they said, it's exciting knowing that we could go at any second. They said, I think it's the excitement of it why we continue to live here. What's your response to that? Or do you have one?
There are many different reasons that people take action or do not take action. But it has to do with two things, or combination of two things, what they want and what they are believing. As they are wanting this beautiful view, and they are not believing that there will be an earthquake that occurs in their lifetime, then their decision to live there is very harmonious, you see.
Mm-hmm.
They are wanting to be there. They are not believing there is any real risk, and so they are there.
Mm-hmm.
Those who are staying near the volcano are liking the excitement of that, as they have said. They are wanting to be near that which makes them aware of their creaturehood. Mm-hmm. They are liking to be aware of their physicalness. And there is nothing that makes you feel more alive or more physical than the risk of dying, you see. Everyone is different. You have different intentions and different beliefs. And it matters not what any of them do. What is important is that you find the harmony between your wanting and your believing, you see. It is our knowing, as we are visiting with you, that you are intending to be a physical being for a very long time. And so you are willing to take any action to make certain that you are in the right place.
Me,
at the
personally.
Right time. That is
yes.
Correct. And so it is with many. And that is the reason that we speak that which we know. You see, it is our knowing that even if they do not take action, that as they hear this recording, they will become aware of the possibility. For them, it is not probability, it is possibility. And yet, we say to you, at time of great realignment, every being that is upon the planet will have a tremendous emotional surge that comes forth from within. For your inner beings, all will be aware of this time of realignment. Just as you have sensed danger in past and you have moved yourself from that place of danger, there will be an overwhelming sensation that something important is about to happen. And many who have heard this recording will put two and two together and will say, we are not in place of safety, for we stand here upon the shoreline, you see.
I noticed in a national magazine the other day that they did a story on Armenia, and it spoke of a school teacher, and he said that the day had been very disruptive. The children were the most unruly, I think something to that effect, ever, and they were continually complaining about a buzzing in their ears, the children in the classroom. And he said, I opened the window, and I think he said he had some sensing, and he said, I sent the children out into the street, and in that moment, the school building collapsed, and then the whole city collapsed around us. Will everyone have a buzzing in their ears?
You will not only have physical sensation, you will have great inner anxiety, you see. Just as your animals are agitated prior to an earthquake, you will have that same sensitivity.
Can a person watch the animals and know anything by that?
Indeed. If you are familiar already with the habits of the animals that surround you, you will notice radical difference in the time preceding.
I read that the major earthquake that the United States had that's on record, I believe, was in 1811, and it was in the Mississippi River on what they call the New Madrid Fault, just off of Missouri. And when that happened, they said the trees fell for miles around, and it shook North Carolina, which is the East Coast, and I think they said Chandelier shook in San Francisco, which is the West Coast, which means no matter where something would happen, since we're all connected, it does shake everything. And so everything on this hemisphere then would be affected to some degree, to some degree. My question is, with that much happening, how long would you see before things would be back to what we call normal?
It is not our anticipation that you will ever restore things precisely as they are, for you will add unto it your new ideas from your new perspective, you see. You are not wanting to recreate what is. You are not happy for the most part with what is. What you will recreate will be different and more satisfying unto you. We are anticipating that there will be many years of recovery, so to speak, but we do not see those as unpleasant years, not for those who are enjoying their creativity, you see.
Well, that brings me to something that a lot of people consider, like what kind of work will they be doing afterward? If there's such a major change, they probably won't be doing the same kind of work because the same facilities won't be there.
It is difficult for you to imagine what will be. Therefore, it is impossible for you to picture yourself clearly within this picture of uncertainty. And so rather than feeling the frustration that always comes forth when you try to figure something out before there is enough data, we say to you, paint a general picture of yourself prosperous and healthy and vital and alive and happy and interacting with others, and let that picture of you, let that living, breathing creation that you have set forth, even though it is general, inspire you to the appropriate action that will harmonize with that. In other words, just as now you are not certain about what life will be like after realignment, you do know that it is possible for you to have joy and food and prosperity under all conditions. And so you must trust that the ideas will come to you that will bring that about. The reason that we have come forth in this time is to assist physical man in understanding how he gets what he gets. Of course, if you do not understand how you are getting what you are getting, you would be extremely frightened under the awareness that there is great catastrophic realignment about to occur. For never have you felt more vulnerable or more victim than in time of great disruption upon your earth. What we are wanting you to understand is this: under any conditions, you may control the life experience that you live. And that is the point of our message to you, to acquaint you with the laws of the universe that you have understood even before this experience, to help you remember that you may apply them to this life experience, you see.
Mm-hmm. We appear to be on the brink of this realignment, the major jolt. Could we just stay on this brink for years?
It is possible, for your earth is resilient, but we are not anticipating it. From what we are sensing, it is very near. And if we were physical beings, we would be projecting in every day our clear vision of our happy time during and after.
Mm-hmm. Could you give us some brief exercise that would assist us in using that guidance system to know if we're in a safe place, number one, and number two, to know, let's say, when it's within 24 hours of our time of asking?
We will say very clearly to you that all of you, without exception, will sense very clearly when it is within 24 hours. Your inner being will speak to you, especially if you are in a place that is not safe. Your guidance system works this way. When you make strong statement of intent and you are doing or speaking or thinking in the direction of that intent, your inner being offers you positive emotion. When you have made very strong statement of intent and you are thinking or speaking or acting not in the direction of that, you will feel very great negative emotion. And so you must understand, if it is your intent to remain in physical expression and you are standing in a place where that cannot be, your inner being will give you great, powerful negative emotion. And so the best thing for you to do is to be sensitive to the way that you are feeling. And as long as you are feeling good, you will know.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, what we are noticing, and the reason we have come forth speaking that which we are speaking now, is because so many of you are feeling so much negative emotion simply because you are not in a position or you are not experiencing what you want, that you will not be sensitive to the difference. So many of you are feeling great negative emotion and suppressing it, you see. And so we would encourage you to utilize this time before realignment to become sensitive to your own guidance system so that you will know what it is telling you. It will take some practice for you. But in any event, when the great realignment is upon you, you will not question it, for it will be far beyond anything you've experienced before in terms of emotional response.
You said earlier that it would be like a no school today situation where the teachers release you to the parents and the parents have released you and you're free. But what do you see as a way to achieve real freedom, that I'm in control of the freedom, that the teacher or the parent is not a part of it?
You've hit upon the greatest reason that you have come forth in this physical expression, for you are wanting to understand the great law of allowing. For it is only in allowing that you find freedom. And allowing is this: recognizing I am that which I am, and I am appreciating, I am approving, I am liking that which is. In other words, I look at me and I feel positive emotion as I look at me.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at others and feel positive emotion, you are allowing them. And so you will never be free as long as you are seeing in others that which you are not wanting to see and you are feeling the negative emotion. Allowing is different from tolerating. Tolerating is seeing that which you are not wanting to see, letting them do it anyway, and still you feeling the negative emotion. And in the state of being tolerant, you are not free. You are only free when you are free from negativity. And you will only be free from negativity when you are willing to see only what you are wanting to see. You have not come forth in this physical expression to get everyone to be or do just as you are. You are not wanting to guide them all to one great idea. You have come forth as individuals to create your own world around you and to allow all others to create theirs around them. And you will only be willing to allow others to be or do or have as they please when you understand that they cannot affect your experience unless you invite them through thought. And so an understanding of law of attraction usually comes before an understanding of law of allowing, and an understanding and deliberate application of law of deliberate creation. You must first know how you get what you get before you stop blaming the others.
Mm-hmm.
You must understand that all things come to you by your thought, by your word, by your action, before you will stop giving the others credit. But when you understand that, then you are truly free to be or do or have anything that you are wanting, and you have the peace and joy and satisfaction of allowing all others to do same.
Mm-hmm.
We've enjoyed very much this interaction. There is great love here for you.
Thank you.
We are complete.
Thank you.
This concludes the dialogue with Abraham entitled Joyous Survival. It's the 11th and final recording from Abraham's first special subjects album.